today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about rehab loans, demystifying these awesome loans. Hey, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is episode number 30. We're talking about rehab loans. I'm going to demystify these, what seems to be a complicated process and one that a lot of people avoid. But we're gonna break this down. And just to plug what's happening today, it's another special episode. Only done this once before where I had a guest on. We have Amy Van Buren from Movement Mortgage. She is on today to talk about these loans. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
she's on here today. For those of you just tuning in for the first time, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties here in the Seattle, Washington area. I'm with Skyline Properties. But even if you are not here in Seattle, this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about educating and empowering home buyers all across the nation. So in the end, buying a home is buying a home. They do things a little bit differently in different states. They have different timelines, different contingencies. But for the most part, the process is the same. And you can find out those differences from your local real estate agent. And they'll help you through that. So go ahead, subscribe to the podcast. Go right now. Go right now. Wherever you are, go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe. And while you're there, leave a review for the show. Like it and review. It really helps other people who are looking to learn about home buying find the show. And we get a lot of great reviews. This is a free show, but in order to do that, a little bit of help. Just need you to go give a 5-star rating. Just like it. I'm here for you. Also, if you are new to the program and you are just looking for that step-by-step process to buy a home, the first 10 episodes of this podcast are all about are those step-by-step process. So you can just go listen to there and see step-by-step how it's going to happen, those first 10 episodes. Or if you want it on ebook form, I do have a free PDF, not charging. I'll send it to you. Just email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. That's silas@silasgetsreal.com. Email me, say, hey, I'd love your free ebook. Tell me where you're from, because I like to keep track of where these are going, because maybe I'll add something in the future. And I'll send that out to you. And of course, if you are looking, if you're still in the early process or even late in the process, but you're looking for an agent, if you're in the Seattle area, I'd love to help you. But if you're not, I actually am connected to real estate agents all across the nation in different networks, and I probably have a good one near you. So, you know, just email me and let's see. Maybe I do. And if I got them, I'll set you up. I'll hook you up with them. And if I don't, I'll tell you. But yeah, that's it. That's the homework for today. That's all I got under there. But I'm excited today because we're going to talk about, as we get into this, rehab loans. For those of you that haven't heard of them, essentially, we talked about in a previous episode the different loan types. You have conventional loans and FHA loans and different requirements for those and VA loans. But there's also a thing that I haven't touched on called rehab loans. And that is kind of, you'll see when a house is not what you want it to be, right? Maybe it's a piece of junk, right? It's horrible. And you're like, oh, I can't live here. But it's in your price range, maybe. It's close. You're like, well, maybe if they redid these walls or we put in a bathroom or something, you could live in it. I got really excited about these rehab loans. A lot of times people have this idea that it costs, like, you have to put 20% down or you have to pay the contractors up front or something like that. And I have a fellow agent friend who is in love with rehab loans. She loves the especially the 203K loans. That's That's what we're going to kind of focus on today. There's a couple different types. But with everything going on in COVID, I believe the 203K are the ones that are the best option right now. So we have people that are someone really excited about them. And she said, Silas, you should talk about those loans. And you should, whenever she has a house that has that's not really up to level, up to par for like a walk in, she suggests a 203K. And so I wanted to have Amy Van Buren on. She's from Movement Mortgage, and she's in the Puyallup branch. Correct, Amy? Is that it?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. She's an excellent mortgage broker. And are you broker? Is that your title?
Lender. Broker.
Okay.
Most of the time, people just kind of get the general consensus. Yeah. Mortgage loan officer.
Okay. And as I've recommended, I always recommend to people, look at a mortgage loan officer or broker rather than a traditional bank, because all they do is focus on mortgages. So oftentimes they can qualify you for more for less money, or they have more programs, or they shop programs for you, where traditional banks have just those little, they want to put you in these little boxes. And if you don't fit in the box, you don't get the loan, right?
Yep, so, exactly. If you're not the ideal candidate, usually, yeah. You're going to be looking towards a mortgage loan officer.
And there's some banks that I've seen, I won't say them by name. You know, they rhyme with EECU, but I've sent some people to banks, and literally everyone who's gone to that bank, I've said, can you talk to one of my lenders? Every single one has gotten a better deal from someone outside, you know, just a mortgage focused company. And so, and the only reason I bring this up again, even though I've talked about it on a couple podcasts, is I just talked to somebody who, a listener of the show, and she was like, well, I'm going to go check this out. And I'm like, have you listened to my loan episode? And she's like, yeah, okay, you're right. Okay. Let me go check out with a lender. So I wanted Amy on here today, and I wanted to focus on this 203K loan in particular. Did I describe it right? First of all, like, would you say, besides being a rehab loan, do you just use it just for dog pile of homes, or would somebody, if somebody's like, but I have to have a two bath house, could they use it for that kind of thing? Or
sort of. Okay. Ideally, it's for, you know, a home that doesn't check all the boxes, but, you know, it checks most of them, and you're just kind of wanting that extra little leap over, or, you know, those structural issues. Yeah. But you got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
You know, because everybody wants a deal, right? Like, everyone says, yep, like, exactly. Oh, I want a deal on a home, despite the fact that we tell them, well, there's like 20 offers per home right now. Or, you know, they're like, well, can I lowball? And I'm like, well, maybe not. The ones that do have opportunities are, I always tell people, buy the ugliest home on the block, right? Buy the ugliest home, and, you know, and it'll go up in value, and you can make it prettier. Or, you know, if you want that location, because the location, I think, location ends up mattering more than anything, like both in value and in your life, right? So if you can somehow get in now. Okay, so there's a home listed, $350,000. That's how much they want for the home, right? And it's not up to specs. But they're willing to consider a rehab loan, right? What would my process be? Do I call you and say, like, let's say I'm pre-approved with you. Like, to get this $350 home, can I be approved for $350, or do I need to be approved for more?
That's a great question. So definitely start by reaching out to Silas or myself, but you would have to get pre-qualified. And then from there, whatever the renovations are, has to be included in your actual pre-qual amount. So let's say ideally you're pre-qual for, you know, $350, the home selling for $250. You know, obviously you have the room for some renovations. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. You have to qualify for the full loan amount.
And so would I be going to get the bids on my own if I was the buyer? Would I go before I even put the offer in? Do I go, oh, here's some bids from contractors, and I tell you this is how much They said it's going to cost $50,000. I'm approved for $400,000 for you. I'm buying the house for $350,000. They say it's going to cost $50,000. Is that what I send to you?
It actually has to be HUD approved contractors. So, okay. We could work as a team to get a few of them in, but it would be up to the agent and then the buyer to find those. But it has to be approved.
Okay. So do you help buyers find those HUD approved contractors?
I have. These are few and far between, to be honest. Yeah. Everybody loves the cash out aspects of refinances. They're not utilized as often as they should be, to be frank. But you want to definitely use the HUD approved list just because they're more familiar with the 203Ks and then the conventional products that are similar to the 203Ks.
Okay. So how much would I have to put down for one of these 203K loans?
With movement. So most lenders are different. Some don't even offer this product at all. And you know, given the pandemic and all that, some have exonerated this that may have had it in the past. We're still currently doing it. And we actually have a conventional product that allows you to put down 3% if you're under, I think it's like $82,000 and $200 maybe. Don't quote me. I'll have to look that up. But I think $82,000 is some change, is about 3%. Anything above that income in this area or in the state of Washington with movement would be 5% for the conventional product. And then FHA, you're running into the same thing as normal, 3.5%.
So is that a 203K, either one? Is that FHA and conventional?
They're both rehabs. With movement, the conventional product is called Homestyle.
Homestyle?
The credit score minimum is just a tad bit higher, like normal, on normal conventional products. And then the FHA 203K, which is a rehab loan, is the normal one that we've been talking about. The minimum on those are 580. So they're a little bit more relaxed on the minimum credit scores.
Okay. So that is a rather low payment or low down.
For sure.
And I've talked in the program before, of course, the more you can put down, it's better for you as far as your monthly payment and for the seller in their view. Now, the other worry I hear about for this, how much they have to put down, is also like, well, then do they have to pay the contractor?
No. So that's actually probably the myth. They're one of the biggest myths out there. You definitely don't get funded until the loan closes, and the contractor never get paid until, you know, the loan actually closes. At that point, the contractor can actually get some draws, and then they can get the full payment once the job's completely done.
Okay. But they're not like until the home closes, like they're not starting work anyway.
No, absolutely not. No, it gets closed. You'll get like a subject to like a normal appraisal or an inspection. You'll get the subject to items and then a preliminary appraised amount.
Okay.
And then, there are certain numbers where certain percentages where you can only get, you know, like $5,000 minimum up to like a $35,000 maximum renovation. It really just depends on what product and which lender you're going with. But with us, the conventional product, you can go up to, I wrote myself a little tad bit note. I think it's a max of $35,000 with a conventional product. Regardless though, you want to make sure that, you know, if you're getting a home for $250,000, which ideally, you can't go over that 96.5% of the maximum home value.
Right.
So if you're buying it and you know, you both dealed on the, or accepted the offer at like $250,000, appraisal comes in, it can be worth $300,000. At that point, now you can only go up to 96.5% of that $300,000 value.
Right.
So what's that? $288,000 and
that's,
some change.
That's math that people can use Google for if they want. So it's going to change a lot, but basically, yeah, just like you can't max out the loan. They need to have some little equity in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, that sounds like it's a good option for homes that have like, oh, it's all good, but the foundation's going to have to get taken care of. So
yeah,
we need to get that.
This is honestly the perfect loan for that. What I say all the time is this is for that loan that just it's that buyer or that those borrowers that are just finding everything but one or two things that are, you know, wrong with a specific home. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned previously, whether it's that walk-in closet and they want to take out one of the extra half bathrooms or, you know, quarter bathrooms or whatever it might be. Or there really is, you know, some subflooring issues or some foundation or structural issues that have to be fixed. And your listing agent posted only cash out. Well, I mean, those homes are staying on the market a little bit longer, as you know, I'm sure. Yeah. But this kind of gives the borrower that wasn't, you know, pre-qualified for, you know, $500,000 or wasn't pre-qualified for the, you know, average listing house in their area, it gives them a little bit more leverage. Like, that, hey, maybe they have the extra time. They can wait because these take a tad bit longer and a little bit more patience to, mm-hmm. you know, follow through with. But they can make that $250,000 home be that $300,000 home with all the items that need fixed on it.
Yeah.
And check all the boxes, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Okay. That's great because I do feel like there are a lot of homes that are... You rarely get everything you want in a home, right? You got to get something up. Like I'm thinking about like mine right now. I probably couldn't have gotten away with doing a rehab on it, but like we don't have a bathtub in ours, but we have kids. And so like, we're like, we need a bathtub for kids. So we ended up buying little buckets for them basically to like in Europe, these folding buckets that you put in a shower and they can take a bath in. Like my house has it has all our needs. It's not perfect. It's quirky. But the only thing problem with it when we were looking at homes was really we should add a bathtub so that they could just take a bath. And if that had been an option, that would have been great to be able to kind of roll that into the mortgage. And now I have a bathtub. But I hadn't met you yet, so I didn't know that was a fantastic option. Is there anything that you've, like, is there anything when someone knows they're going to use this, like, that they need to be extra aware of? Like, time, does it take longer or anything? Okay.
Time, definitely. I mean, as everybody knows, the industry as a whole is kind of getting swamped right now.
Yeah.
But they do take a tad bit longer. Like a normal 30-day closing is probably highly unlikely. Okay. We pride ourselves on the timeliness here at Movement. But honestly, you'd be probably looking at least a 45-day, if not maybe like a 60-day.
Okay.
But it's really important to make sure that you know that you have to use a HUD-approved, you know, consultant. Because they're kind of like the pinpoint or the superintendent on the deal. Like they have to really kind of monitor the whole path or timeline of it. And they know all the forms that you filled out. They know when the products need done or when the stuff needs ordered. And then when every single draw needs done. And then obviously they know that they have to be patient in getting their payment as well.
Okay. And is there a deadline for when that work has to be finished by?
Every contract will be different. So every scenario will be a little bit different and then every job will be different. I mean, obviously putting a little bath, might be different than, you know, taking all the subflooring out or, fixing the patio, stuff like that. So it really just depends on the job.
Cause we've talked about before how a like FHA requires you to take possession of it within 60 days, or like you can't rent it back or something. Right. So they're flexible. They're a little more flexible on that with the rehab because of it.
Every contract will be a little bit different. But as far as I know, there are some stipulations where you can't actually move into the home until the job is, I mean, obviously everything's complete and everything's signed off.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's good. Cause who wants to live in that anyway? No one wants, you don't want to live in a construction zone unless that's too much. Okay. Then, is that it in a nutshell? Is it just...
is that a nutshell? I hope I didn't divulge too much info or confuse you, but...
No, I was just like...
Is anybody out there?
It almost seems too simple. Like, like, yeah, it takes longer. You have to get the contractors. I mean, that's what you're going to have to do anyway. Like, you're going to kind of have to do that.
Yeah.
If you want that house anyway, you're going to have to figure all this stuff out. You're not buying... You're not going to look at a rehab loan unless there's a problem that you want to get... fixed anyway, right?
Yeah, before. Yeah, a lot of buyers, if you don't have, you know, the capital up front, like I don't know, that walk-in closet, but you know that will essentially make this home your dream house, or just something silly, you know, depending on the dollar amount, obviously. There can just be cosmetic things too. It doesn't have to be all structural, but once you set your eyes on a certain house and there really is just one or two more boxes, this can be utilized 100%. Don't wait. If this is this house has been sitting on the market, you know, that listing agent or that seller may be willing to work with you because they've already been sitting on the home. And if you're well pre-qualified and then this is, you know, well within your budget, it's definitely an ideal product for sure. A lot of people kind of bypass it because they're worried about the strenuous process of it, but it's really not that bad at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially with movement.
Especially with movement. Okay. You move it on through, right?
And we move it on through. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well, terrific. Well, thank you, Amy, for coming on today. We don't have the longest episodes here, but that's fine because people want to binge. They binge listen. So, got a lot of bingers on here. they want to get all they're trying to buy. They want to buy a house right away or real soon. And they want to know all the info. So they, just,
yeah,
they'll tell me all the time. I listened to 12 episodes this weekend and I'm going to keep going. So we keep them short and sweet here. Just a little topic and touch on.
There you go.
So if they're like, oh, that Amy sounds awesome. Love to work with her. What are you only a Washington State licensee?
No, I'm in Idaho as well. And okay. Then, you know, obviously I have some close people that I work with that are all over here on the West Coast,
okay.
Arizona, California, Oregon, Montana, Wyoming,
okay.
Nevada, you name it. We got it here on our team. Our team is awesome. And they cover our Florida. Florida's another huge one.
Florida. We got a lot of listeners.
Yeah. So if you want to buy a second home in Florida, I got somebody. I know your man. He sits right next door.
Okay. Well, awesome. And I have a broker in Orlando. I have a few of them that I know there. Everybody lives in Florida, I feel like. But awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. How do they reach out to you if they do like you, by the way? Okay.
Well, I mean, obviously I'm always available through, you know, my website, which is movement.com. / amy.vanburen, if you caught all that.
Okay.
Or you're welcome to find me on Facebook. My page is super easy to find, or reach out to you, of course.
Yeah. Email me, Silas.
He's got my
Silas
link. So knows,
yeah. I'll send you all the connections. Info. Just send it to me. Say, I want to talk to Amy. I'll send you her info. I'll CC you.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on. And
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I love to have
you. Appreciate it.
And of course, thank you listeners for listening to the show. And again, if you are in the Seattle, Washington area and you are looking to buy or sell a home, please reach out to me at silas@silasgetsreal.com and we'll hook you up. We'll help you out. And of course, if you want that ebook, again, you can also email me for that. It's free. No strings attached. Just request it. And that's the first or listen to the first 10 episodes. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening. Happy home buying.